Welcome to Harlow Museum and Wall Gardens. You are sitting on a bench installed as part of the Heritage Lottery funded You Are Here project, managed by the Essex Record Office. By pressing the buttons, you will hear a series of recordings about the history of the museum site around you, the families who lived here, and Harlow itself. You are sitting on the site of the stables, built in the 19th century, which once belonged to Mark Hall Manor. Since the destruction of the manor, they have been converted into what is now Harlow Museum. The original manor house, which stood on the site, was owned by Eustace, Earl of Boulogne, after the Norman conquest of 1066. His tenant, Adolphe de Merck, was from a town called Marc, near Calais. Henceforth, the manor was called Marc Hall. In 1562, James Ultam acquired both Marc Hall, by that time converted into a modern Tudor house, and the nearby priory. The Ultam family retained both properties until the late 18th century. It was James' second son, Edward, who inherited Marc Hall, where he died in 1605. Edward's eldest son, Sir James Ultam, married Elizabeth Barrington, whose family was connected by marriage to the Cromwells. Sir James' only child, his daughter Joan, married Oliver St. John, a parliamentary leader and later Solicitor General in Cromwell's Parliament. It is also well known that Queen Elizabeth I stayed in the Marc Hall area three times, accompanied by her whole royal court. The long association of the Ultams with Latton was broken when Sir William Ultam sold the estate between 1772 and 1777. Under this new ownership, extensive alterations took place. The old manor's ancient hall, long wings, galleries, and high-walled courtyard were demolished and replaced with an 18th-century-style mansion.